Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run.
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG.
Welcome back to another episode of the Game of Thrones podcast. And my name is Dylan, and I am joined my parents, mommy and daddy. This is episode number 96, and we are going to talk about Paper Mario.
Yay, good job, Dylan. Well, thank you for introducing the show today, Dylan. You did a really good job.
Yes, you did.
And we love you.
All right, so Paper Mario 64, so the one on N64,
yeah.
not this latest one,
mm-hmm.
is a game that we've been playing a lot of here in this household.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, probably more than any other game between all of us, the four of us now, right?
Yes.
I haven't played it in a while. I did beat it. Dylan beat it a while ago, but
yep.
He is continuing to play it over and over again.
And he's already made me a file, as I mentioned a few episodes ago.
And my little sister. She's only 3 years old and I'm five.
Five and a half.
I mean, five and a half and she's 3 and a half.
Yes. So everyone in the house is playing Paper Mario. And Dylan has been guiding me or walking me through Paper Mario a lot, step by step, going through every boss. So Dylan, let's recap what Paper Mario is about. Bowser went to Star...
To steal the Star Wand from the Star Spirit, and he captured all the 7 Star Spirits.
Captured all 7 Star Spirits, but what did he get that was so powerful that he stole from them?
The Star Rod, it can grant any wish.
The Star Rod grants any wish and makes him super strong and invincible.
Yeah, and he has it, and he was so powerful. First he had 69, and then you have to fight him again, and he'll have 99.
99 HP.
That's crazy.
That's so much, just like almost 100.
Of less than the next boss. The next boss had 70.
Yeah.
First he has 60 and then 99, but you can heal, but not heals at the Toad House at Princess Peach Castle.
Okay, we are going to take a step back first and go about how the whole thing started. Yes, Bowser stole the Star Rod from Star Haven and captured all the Star Spirits. He put all of them in one place or in different places?
Different places.
Okay, so in the tutorial, we have to go through Goomba King, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, the first boss who has the Star Spirit.
Because all the Star Spirits are being guarded by Bowser's henchmen, right?
Yeah.
Well, we can go through some, but let's go through the ones
all
with the Star Spirits
all the main
first.
Bosses.
The main one first. So who do we beat first? The Koopa?
Bros.
Yeah, the Koopa Bros, which is like the Ninja Turtles we mentioned.
Pretty much, uh-huh. Yeah.
And the Dank Koopa. What was Chain Chomp?
Yeah.
Guac.
Tutten Koopa or something?
Yeah, something like that.
He's like a pharaoh kind of guy, right?
Yeah, have a chain. That sends a Chain Chomp. To me, it's pretty much as a Chain Chomp master.
Oh, okay. That's a good title for him, huh?
Did we save a Star Spirit from the Chain Chomp thing?
Yes.
Okay, and then who was the third one?
The third one was Tubba Bubba. And his Star Spirit, that Star Spirit was really good. It does 7 damage.
Oh,
that Star Spirit is what gives you what ability?
Star Storm.
Yeah. And remember Tubba Bubba? He's probably my favorite bad guy.
And he has a weak point, his heart.
Yeah, and what's Tubba Bubba's favorite food?
Ghosts.
Yeah, he eats the ghosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he loves ghosts. It's his favorite. And he doesn't like it really much. Pretty bad, pretty spooky, but good.
Yeah.
And then who is the fourth person?
Who's the boss after Tubba Blubba?
General Guy.
General Guy. Oh, I remember this one.
And General Guy is, he's like with the Shy Guy. So if you know who a Shy Guy is, he's the general of the Shy Guys.
Yeah, and he has an army. He has many normal Shy Guy, and he also has stuff that stand on them still guys, and the Shy Guys go on them and eat Edo, and then you have to fight the tank, and then you have to fight Gino Guy.
Yeah, so yeah. The Shy Guys on stilts, the Shy Guys that jumps on each other, and then the Shy Guys in the tank, right?
No, there's lots of Shy Guys.
A lot of Shy Guys.
The Shy Guy mob.
Oh, the mob, yeah.
So who's after General
Guy? Who's after,
guy?
Yeah.
Okay, next is the lava piranha that my mom just beat today.
Yes, I did just beat the lava piranha today.
And after a lava piranha, and first he's normal, and then he goes down in the lava and becomes lava.
Yeah, then he gets all fiery
and hot.
He's
a piranha plant that's on fire.
Mm-hmm. Huh. This piranha plant is on fire.
Where do you fight the lava piranha?
Stop it. Cut that music. I don't like it.
Dylan, where do you fight the lava piranha? Is it in the ocean?
Inside the volcano.
In a volcano?
And its weak point is water.
Ooh, okay. What about after lava piranha? Who's the next boss? The one that mommy will be fighting next?
Puff Puff?
Huff and Puff?
Yeah. Sounds like a cloud. Is he a cloud?
Yes. Huh? And he's on a cloud. And there's a Huff Puff machine and that makes black cloud. And then
what's so hard about Huff and Puff?
That he can do a lightning power and that can do 9 damage or 11.
Oh my gosh.
What else can he do? Remember? He's just something else that's really good.
I think he heals.
He heals, and he heals 18 lives.
Oh my goodness.
How does he heal a life?
By swallowing the Tough Puff.
And he swallows all the little clouds, huh?
Really? Aww.
Yeah, how many damage you do to Huff Puff, little Tough Puffs come out. And how many damage you do, that's how many Tough Puffs you get.
That's gotcha. Right. But what about after Huff and Puff?
Crystal King.
Crystal King.
And he makes crystal bits, and Crystal King heals 20 lives.
What else does Crystal King do? Remember, he does something special that no one else does.
He does something special. He becomes to 3 Crystal Kings.
So he makes mirror images, right? He makes fake copies of himself?
Yes.
Yeah, and do you know which one you're supposed to hit?
Of the one with the real body.
Yeah, but you don't know which one it is, right?
Yeah, if you don't know which one it is, use like Quake Hammer or Power Quake, all of them. If you don't know which one is correct, you just hit all of them.
So use what we would call an AoE attack, which hits everything. Like Quake Hammer, like you said.
Yeah, Quake Hammer and Power
Quake.
Yeah.
Quake. Yep. I like Power Quake.
The Quake attacks. Very good. So, who's after Crystal King? And Crystal King is the last one that's guarding a Star Spirit, right?
Yeah.
So, once you beat Crystal King, you get all of the Star Spirits.
Yeah, and that's it for the story.
And then what do you do?
Who do we need to beat after that?
Bowser. And he had 60 lives.
60? I thought you said 99.
Of after.
Oh.
So first he has 60, right.
And then he had 90.
And
so what's 60 plus 99?
159.
159?
So he has 2 stages then.
Oh,
I think that's how it works. So once you get all the Star Spirits, remember, doesn't it give you something? You get something for that?
And then you'll have Star Beam that drains Bowser's power, and he has 99 lives. The star beam doesn't work, and it drains Star Ward power, and then it changes to Peach beam, and then Peach has to fight the comic.
Oh yeah, Cammy.
Cammy, and then Peach. But at first it doesn't work, and then Peach will use Focus, and then it gets more power 1, and then Peach Focus 2. Peace Focus 3, Peach Focus 4, it dies.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Twink help Mario and get Peach Beam.
Peach Beam, and that's the one that they used to beat Bowser, right?
Yeah.
And Twink is a little kid star, right?
Yeah.
He's not a full star spirit, but he's a kid. He's growing up into one, right?
And he helps Princess Peach.
That's right. So that's the end. That's all the bosses, right, that we go through. But there's something else that's kind of cool about Paper Mario, and that is all of the friends that you make along the way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not just Mario alone on this journey, right? Yeah. You have a bunch of friends that help you.
You can't do life alone, so share us about all the companions you made.
Who's the first buddy that you meet?
Goombario.
And that's your favorite, right? You keep pestering me to level him up.
Yeah.
So Goombario, he's a Koopa, right?
No, he's a Goomba. And then after that is Cooper.
Cooper. And Cooper is a Goomba, right?
No, it's a Koopa. And it's along the way. And at Koopa and at the Goomba, Goombario, that one was at Goomba Village. And Cooper was at Koopa Village.
Okay, do we have any friends from the
Koopa's Fortress?
No.
There's one in there.
So which one do you get?
Oh, yeah. It's from the fortress. What's that? Bombette. I like that one.
I like Bombette. She's this pink
bomb. Yeah, he's really good. On the skeleton ones that Bowser's made, it does 17 damage.
Wow. And then...
But it doesn't do well on enemies.
Yeah. And then after Bombette, we get...
Paracarry.
Is Paracarry a Koopa?
Yeah.
No, a pale Koopa.
Paracoopa.
Oh, because he has wings.
Yeah.
That's right. What is Paracarry's job?
He carries people. He carries Mario up if there's any place. If with a hole, you can't do it yourself. And his job is bringing letters in the post office. And with him, you can deliver letters with him and Mario.
Yeah, so his job before you recruit him is he... delivers mail.
Yeah, and before you get him, you have to find all his letters that he dropped.
Yeah.
That's right. And we kind of skipped the special abilities of the character, so let's just cover those really quick. What does Goombario do?
Goombario? The fight?
No. When you have him out and you press the special button, remember? Remember he tells you something.
Yeah, he tells you where you are.
Like, he tells you something special. He gives you tips, right?
If you press X, and he tells you where you are, and tells you what's nearby.
Yeah, like, he warns you about certain enemies and stuff.
Yeah, Dylan really likes Goombario because he's like...
For some reason, it's the worst
I know, but he likes ally. It because of all the information that Goombario gives. And you know Dylan, he loves information.
Yeah, what about Cooper? What does Cooper do?
I like Cooper. He helps you, like, get something, right? Like,
yeah, and press X, he puts his shell down and moves.
Push his shell. I thought he just, like kind of, like, spins with his shell.
Yeah, you, like, can, like, shoot Cooper out in his shell, and he can hit stuff and, like, bring it back to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what about Bombette? What does Bombette do? What she does best,
He explodes crack walls.
Yeah, she can explode any cracked walls that you find throughout the game.
But not normal walls, right?
Not normal walls. Only certain walls. Paracarry can, like, lift Mario up and carry him over, like, small gaps, right?
Yes.
And what about... Who's next? Bao? Is it Bo or Bao? I don't think we know. I've been calling her Bo.
I've been calling her Bao.
It's B-O-W.
No, it's Bao.
Oh, okay. Well.
Lady Bao.
If it's a verb, it's Bao. If it's a noun, it's Bo.
So. Yeah, maybe. So she is what?
Bao.
She's a ghost.
She's a ghost.
Ghost, yeah, she's a ghost.
I like her ability.
Yeah, and when you press X, her ability is to be invisible, and enemies won't see you and go back to their spot.
And also, like, you can dodge stuff that goes through you, you know?
Yeah.
Yep, it makes...
And it can transparent.
Yeah.
It's a big word for you. Good job.
Transparent.
It's a big word for most of us.
Uh-huh. What's the next?
Who's after Bao?
Susie?
Are you sure it's sushi right away? I thought we missed what?
Who's?
Oh, yeah.
And making the noise of the passy sucking.
Yeah, what is electricity thing? And
he's like a spark of electricity, right?
Yeah, and he has a passy. It's so cute. And electric.
He has electric fire. Attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what is his special ability?
Is if it's dark, he press X to make it lighter.
But that's one thing. What else does he do?
Also shows like there's hidden blocks, right?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I like Watt for that reason.
For the pacifier.
Who's so after Watt?
Sushi! Sushi!
And Sushi is a what?
A fish!
Which is funny that it's a fish called Sushi.
Yeah, sounds delicious. Made me crave sushi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like sushi, like mommy ate.
And so what does Sushi do for you?
So at the brown dock, what does Sushi do?
You can ride the fish and on the water. And if you put this down, it can go under.
Oh, if you press X while in the water, you go under, right?
So no. Plus, put the control stick down.
Oh, okay. I've been using X to get down. All right. Is that the last one? I think that's the only one I have.
No, Wacker Lester.
There's another one I haven't got, right?
Yeah, and that's the last one.
Where will I get it? Before Half Puff?
Yeah.
Okay, so soon.
And Wacker Lester. Yeah. I think that's how you say the name.
Blackless.
Does he have any other name? Maybe does he have a name that's easier to say that I could use?
Spike.
Spike? That's his nickname, right?
Spike? Yes. Wait, what is he? Is he a Koopa?
Is it Lakita?
It's like a Lanku. A Lanku.
A Lanku?
Oh, they're like the little guys that fly around on clouds.
Oh.
I don't know what they're called. They usually have a fishing pole or something.
Yeah, and then they steal sometimes. In the Mario Party, they steal coins from people, right?
Yes. Oh. Or when you fall off the map, they like pick you back up. Right?
Okay. Sounds cool. I can't wait to get him. Okay. What else can we say? Who's your favorite boss to fight?
Bowser and Tubba Bubba and Pretty Much Lava Piranha and
probably all of them.
What?
And no, favorite. And
favorite, just one.
But I like all of them.
Okay, never mind. Who's your favorite companion?
What does that mean? Item?
Who's your favorite friend?
Friend.
I know, it's Goombario.
No.
Who? My favorite's what, obviously. How about you? No, mine is what and Bao.
Mine is Goombario, Watt, and Bao, and Sushi, and Lacker Lester.
You're going to say all of it. You can't
That's
pick.
Most of them.
Oh.
What's your favorite item?
My favorite item, the Ultra Shroom.
Ultra Shroom? What does that do?
It gives you 50 HP.
But no FP, though.
Ooh, that reminds me. Dylan, every time you gain a level, what do you have to pick?
HP.
No, but what does it ask you to pick?
There's three choices. Tell us what the three choices are.
The three choices is HP, FP, and BP.
How much of each?
How much of each first?
No, how much do you... When you gain a level, how much do you get?
Five.
Five of each? And you get five BP?
No, three BP, five FP, and five HP.
Yeah, so every time you gain a level, you can only pick one of those to gain, right?
Yeah, when you get 100 star points.
Yeah, what do you always pick?
HP, and Daddy always picks BP, and Mommy always picks FP.
Yeah, really? Those are our favorites.
I don't think I always pick
FP.
Yeah,
you don't. You definitely don't.
I pick, like, between BP and HP, and then lastly is FP.
Yeah.
The one thing I didn't know is there's always this guy who is, like, a duck-looking thing. He looks like...
Me?
Like, mysterious... Standing by in Toad Town, he stands by the shop, and when you go and ask him, he says, "You want to increase? You can pay me coins, and I can increase anyone HP."
Yeah, and if you do BP or anything or FP, your FP would go down by five.
Yeah, and I didn't know that, so yeah. I pay him, and I said, "I want to increase my BP," and suddenly I lost my HP. Or my FP, I don't remember, but he's like, I can't help you with that.
Yeah, so you choose a stat you want to increase, and you have to pay him, but then it takes it from one of your other stats.
Yeah, and I wasn't informed that before, so I was regret.
It took me a while to figure that out, exactly what was going on. But you don't gain or lose any total stats, it just moves things around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have a favorite part of the game? Is it Forever Forest?
No.
Was it Dry Dry Ruins?
No.
I don't like Dry Dry Ruins. I think my favorite is the one that I just...
Yoshi Island?
Yeah, Yoshi Island. What's it called? I forget.
I like that a bit. And also... Oh, I forgot.
I know you like Shy Guy Toy.
Oh, yeah, I do. And Goomba Village.
Goomba Village? Because of Goombario? There's nothing in there.
And Koopa Village.
Koopa Village is pretty cool. No. Mm-hmm. Koopa Village is... No, I like
Shy Guy's Toy Box. So colorful. Yeah. There's so many cool things.
And there's a train.
Yeah.
And I also like Forever Forest. And I like Tubbaboo's Castle.
Castle is my least favorite. There's so many dungeons, and I don't know where it's everything. So.
And no, not very much.
What about Flower Fields?
Flower Fields, pretty much, and I also like Cloudy Climb.
Okay, so I haven't been there, so I can't actually say Yoshi Islands is my favorite, huh? Maybe I like Flower Fields.
I don't know if I like Flower Fields that much. It's kind of hard to remember where to go. I get lost easily.
But the island reminds me of vacation.
Yes, yep.
I like Yoshi Island a bit, a lot.
A
lot.
Oh, so apart from playing as Mario, you have side quests of every time you finish releasing the Star Spirit, you get to play as
Princess Peach.
Yeah, so you get to play the game as Princess Peach.
Yeah, Princess Peach.
And sometimes you get clues to help Mario move on and find where the next Star Spirit is, right? She would escape her room and read Bowser's journal.
It would usually be Bowser telling her where the next...
Yeah.
She would overhear him talking or something, find out somehow.
Yeah, or bake a cake and then that gourmet guy would help her.
Yeah, and then Twink would relay the message to Mario.
Yeah, I like the part where we have to bake a cake for gourmet guy. It was so cute.
I like the part when you're playing as Peach and they do the trivia game. Have you gotten to that part yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. Okay, it's probably after Huff Puff. Maybe it was after Huff and Puff. That was fun. That was cute and entertaining. That was probably my favorite of the parts where you get to play as Peach. I did not like the one where you have to bake a cake.
Yeah.
Because I kept messing it up and it took me three tries. But it took me a while, but yeah.
I did it on the first.
Good job. You did better than me.
Mommy helped me a bit.
That's okay. That's what mommies are for.
Yeah. And right. Dylan's helping me now.
And
so.
Mommy can't do it. I don't know why.
Because the best is for Dylan, okay?
Mommy tickled me. Sorry. He cut that part. Come on, cut that part, Daddy. That tickle.
All right, Dylan. Well, thank you for letting us talk to you about your favorite game right now, Paper Mario.
It is your favorite game, right? After Mario Party.
it's pretty good, but I have another favorite.
What's that?
Super Mario Odyssey.
Is that going to be the next game you're going to beat?
Yes.
We'll have to talk about that a different day, because I think we're out of time for this week's episode.
And Dylan is going to bed, so thank you so much,
it
Dylan.
It is bedtime. Sorry, buddy.
So I know I mentioned this in the previous episode, but I just want to have a gentle reminder out there on our 100th episode of podcast is coming up, and we look forward to your questions. 100 questions, we will be answering them on stream.
Yeah, so as a reminder, we are collecting questions. So if you have any questions you want to submit, and they can be anything
appropriate.
Yes, good point. Go ahead and get those to us by any means necessary. You can write us on Twitter, on Discord, on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
send a carrier pigeon, whatever works.
a letter through Paracarry.
And we will organize all of these questions, and we will answer all of those on episode 100.
And there also will be $100 worth of giveaways.
Ooh, everyone likes a good giveaway.
Yeah. And how you can enter is on a post that we shared on our Twitter at
twitter.com/gamerparentspod.
Or our Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast. Be sure to follow, like, and comment. And the winners will be randomly picked.
On the day of episode 100.
Yes. We are super excited. We might have a cake. We might have something that says 100. And that would be on July 30th, guys.
That's right. So that's how much time you have to submit questions, get entered in for our giveaway. And I'm excited. It's been a while since we did something this big. I don't think we ever have done something this big on the podcast. So we have some surprises for episode 100 that we aren't even talking about. So definitely some fun stuff planned. Mm-hmm. So put it on your calendars, July 30th. Go out there, submit some questions, get entered, and hopefully win something.
But this wraps episode 96.
That is all for this time, so we'll catch you in the next one.
Bye!